I cannot believe he beat Vegas in PR. I can, with two N's. Look, you want to litigate over like domain names and these sort of issues? It's going to be a public thing. You can't do all these like secret ping moves with like these bar fucking idiots. Let me see here. So fighters should probably have their own domain names and their own videos about their training and some of their own publicity. You can't do all this stuff on your own. You can have friends helping you, but like teams, right? Why should one company like own and control like every facet of your star and like control your entire career trajectory when you can like get your own domain name and, you know, build your own star? Am I the only person that doesn't want to see more Hollywood manufactured stars like stamped out like a cookie cutter by like the millions? Right? Choose your own nickname. Promote your brands that give you like the best economic benefit. Wear a Wowels shirt, please. If you want, you know, I might sponsor you if I ever get some money. More on the LMC, legalized mutual combat circuit. I don't know if LMC.com is available. It's probably taken. And if you want to buy it, it's probably going to be like $10 million. Three-letter domain names like UFC are kind of like high-stakes litigation. And don't let anyone tell you otherwise. If you lose your domain name in an ICANN dispute, your whole brand is assed the fuck out. Not knocked out, but assed the fuck out. You know, ICANN things. I don't know if this is true, but I heard a story. Like, I think it might have even been Google. Like, they forgot to register their domain and somebody like backsnapped it. Or whatever they call it when you like set up like one of those like automatic domain registration things. And maybe he just like bent over and like gave it back like an idiot without like fighting for his rights. Yeah, I just got the domain name of like a $10 trillion company. I'm going to hand it back. I want to be like a pacifist. You idiot. Well, I don't know if it was Google, but so LMC is probably taken. Maybe LMC.org isn't. Maybe this can be like a hybrid philanthropic like political movement, you know. You can do a lot with that .org extension if you know about like branding and marketing. Or even .ai, right? There's a whole lot of ways to go with this. 3GM.com, Three Games a Man. Mongolian, bulk. Ever heard of bulk grappling? You ever seen those videos of like those like Westerners going out to like Mongolia? Like even that big black dude and his friend with like with the long hair and like rolling on the ground with those Mongolian kids? Like that sounds fun. That sounds like great exercise, you know? I want to do it, believe me. There's nothing I would love more than to be like the first white man to like go and compete in the Three Games of Man and even like place in like the top 50. Top 50, I'd be like, I did it. You know, maybe not top 50, but you get the picture. Like those Mongolian dudes are big and they like to train out in the snow. But like the economics of like doing that, you know, with the like Chinese moving in on them, right? The Chinese are trying to like shut down Three Games a Man. They're like, no, we have weapons. We're going to make you into like slave labor for our mining interest, like up in the steppe. No more Three Games a Man for you. We have lawyers. Like lawyers, it's and lawyers and like, you know, weaponized law. Three Games a Man in America? Why not? Why not? Anything's possible with AI in America. Even UBI, even like billionaires ending up on universal basic income. I think it's possible. What's that site? Gab.com? Somebody do Mab.com or something and like rip their code and like fuck them over on the African continent, please. That geek with his weapons logo, like claiming to be about free speech and then just like banning people without explanation. Somebody like take Gab down, please. Those pussies. Three Games of Man. I think it would have to be innovated on. Like instead of horses, you could have like electric bikes, right? And instead of the Mongolian longbow, maybe like pneumatics weapons, any kind of weapons, like combination, riding and shooting. And then grappling, no holds barred. It doesn't just have to be bulk, you know? I don't know bulk. I haven't trained in it. You better believe I wanted to, but I didn't have the money to like fly out there and find an authentic bulk training master. My only Mongolian trainer was Ukabat. But I'm not going to talk about it. Maybe she existed. Maybe she didn't. Let me think here. The only females I've ever had a sexual relationship were Mongolians. Thank Tengri. How many were there? 1, 2, 3, 7. I'll leave that to your imagination. Bolor, Ukaundrum, and the other one. I want to fight for my rights. I'm looking for love. I still believe in love, Uka. Or lust. I definitely believe in lust. Love, I'm not sure about. I'm really not sure about love. Lust, I think it's not going out of style anytime soon. Love, lust, or even female companionship. I'm not sure if any of these things are like possible anymore. You know, because we have to live in a Victorian society. You know, where if you like punch a girl for getting out of line, it's like life in prison. Or even cuss her out. You know, it's dangerous to even like tell a female like how you really feel. Where am I going with this? You'll be censored. You might get off like one tweet like, bitch, I fucking hate you before like the Twitter geeks like ban you. You know, because your brand's not like little pink chickens, like hugging each other and like consoling each other, like a pink chicken and like a yellow chicken on their like support team logo, right? Chinese? I want to be enslaved by Chinese men with massive dicks. I want to make little plastic rubber duckies in a factory because America's so ass backward. I want the Mao Zedong. Three Games of Man. It just doesn't have to be LMC, Legalized Mutual Combat. There's a lot of different outlets and potential brands for like combat sports leagues. Well, call it sports if what you want. Fighting's not always a sport. Don't get it twisted, right? Neither is defamation. People make a sport out of defamation, but you know. try talking shit about one of those guys, and like even in a like a low, you know, even in a place like Santa Rita, let alone like fucking Supermax Denver or whatever. See how that goes. LMC Logistics. Ultra Mobile. Group sourced. We have this thing like, what is it? What do they call it? Internet of Things, right? I think mobile phones are like Internet of Things type stuff. Whatever phone you're on, you know, all this stuff is doable. You know, Apple is the big brand and everyone uses the iPhones. I personally think phones can be made out of hemp thermoplastic with the Fireball logo. I like my Fireball logo Better than that little apple with a bite out of it, but use whatever the fuck you want. I'm not even into having a monopoly. Make as much money as you can with this. Give me like a fair market share for organizing it, and I can deal with like whatever, however much it is, whatever. We'll have to sort it out. You know, if there's anybody capable of like negotiations. What domain name? I don't know. It has to be based off of a domain name, like a good one. Or multiple ones, like each fighter should have their own domain. You know, get your own .com domain name. My brother got my .com domain name for me, and it's valuable. You're, whatever, I'm not going to tip all my secrets on this. You have to, like, you know, take a few hours out of your busybody day to, like, you know, get the real scoop on domain name registrations and law. But, yeah, fighters should have their own domain name. Don't be scared to have your own domain name online and operate under your own name and your chosen nickname. You can even change your nickname at your own whim. If you outgrow the nickname Funky and you want something a little funkier, a flexible strategy for the maximum financial benefit from your career as a fighter, as a hybrid fighter and a businessman. Fighters have to be businessmen. Conor McGregor, right? He got the Mayweather bout and made all this money. Good job, dude. I'm part Irish. I am part Irish. There is Irish in my blood. I'm not a total pussy. I don't know which part is the better part of my DNA. Probably the Irish. I like Guinness. I like whiskey too, provided I can smoke weed while I'm drinking. Where am I going with this? And snort coke and shoot heroin or eat mushrooms. Probably not a good idea to do mushrooms at the same time when you're doing that stuff. But that's my opinion and I'm sticking to it. I'm not even a big quote unquote user or addict, despite what others may have said or insinuated. But why not? You know, when you're watching the fights, like, have at it, you know? We need a little, like, whatever you want to call it. A little R&R and E&E entertainment. So, yeah, if there's anybody out there in the fight world who agrees with any of what I'm saying and can find it within themselves to speak up and collaborate, I'm here. You can reach me online. You know, send me an email if you can't. Emails are also dangerous. You know, it's cyber war. So, you know, if you can't email me, whatever, I'll try to get over it. If you email me, I'll try my best to email you back. You know, I don't filter my emails. I don't have Lloyd filtering my emails or Loreen filtering my emails like that pussy Ari Gold down in L.A., that big baller. I'm not even that big a fan of Ari. I'm not overawed by his star power and his like Lloyd filtering. I don't like dudes who have to use a female to filter all their communications. Do you get that much email every day that you need like a personal filter in place that you like can't scan through like 100 messages and look at the subject line and decide for yourself whether you want to read it? Are you so technologically ass backward that you can't do like a filter by like spam, like automatically generated message and like delete all the bounced ones and then like like sift through it for like the ones that might be relevant to like your business interest? Like, get fucked, pussy. I don't give a fuck about you. You know, if you have to use someone to filter your email, like, I know it's like the big corporate, like, cool thing to do, like, I'm so big and important that I have like, I can't even like answer my own phone or have any contact with the outside world. I'm like so insulated and like way above everybody in this like fucking like private mastermind that like I need a chick or like a gay dude to like tell me what I'm allowed to read. Fuck you.